love. We will overcome prejudice and discrimination and bias with the spirit of compassion. And it is these teachings that has elevated our nation to the place where we are today. And it's these teachings and principles that will continue to move us forward.
The voice of Bernice King. I like some of what she had to say. In fact, I like everything that she had to say there. Well thought out, and you could tell heartfelt. 50 years ago, we're talking about the I Have a Dream speech. A famous, famous speech, as you all know, Martin Luther King Jr. Bill Clinton said Martin Luther King Jr. would be pleased with the country's diversity. Also, others have thrown in to say that he would be pleased at the direction, in some cases, where we're headed, despite what so many others think. This is where we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in those nooks and crannies. Cool weather ahead, hopefully, supposed to be, for the Midwest after days of drowning in massive heat. A lot of whiners. You whiners out there in Minnesota. That's where our mothership is.
What?
Whining about 100 degrees. It feels like 100 degrees. Come on, give us a break. The rest of us constantly have felt as though we're just frying away in the Southwest and in the South and in other parts of the country. So give me a break with the complaining about the warm weather. Some kids even had off from school. How good does that get when it's that hot and you don't have air conditioning that you're told you don't have to come in? Woohoo!
That sounds like a major overhaul of actual academic buildings and places. I've got a teacher friend down in Sioux City, Iowa, and a lot of they're trying to update the school system and buildings. But yeah, that's a big problem.
Like it's a big problem.
Yeah, just facilities not being able to handle the weather.
Yep, and Nathan Reeder, the glue of the show, speaking there, talking about his bird's eye view of why some people were complaining, because the school systems can't handle it. They don't have the air conditioning, especially in places like North Dakota and Iowa. Although Iowa, it gets warm in Iowa, but then usually the kids are off from school. So it's been a very strange 3, 4, 5 days in some cases for people living there. Boy, we have a lot to jump to in this hour, including Nadel Hassan, sentenced to death for killing 13 people and wounding so many others 4 years ago, talking about Fort Hood, that massacre. And I think justice has been served here. The victims, so sad to hear their stories and how they feel these many years later about being robbed, frankly, of potentially years and years of spending time with a husband, with a father, with a daughter, with a child. And it really rips at your guts. And luckily, the prosecutors were smart enough to realize they painted the picture at this military trial, that it's about the victims. And this is what this man did. Hassan got what he deserved. So he goes off to Leavenworth and waits on death row with five others for his day. To be killed for what he did to those people. No remorse, though. Showed no remorse in court, didn't say anything, just stood in silence, staring. So that's it. Think about it. This guy was a doctor, American-born, was treating people, and wasn't right. And some saw the signs of that. Nobody said anything, because why? They were afraid to speak up. They were afraid to go against and say something like, ooh, he seems radicalized, because then they would be singling him out because of his religion, which is the way it was told to me in Washington. So, unfortunately, and who knows if they would have stopped, and we can't say that for sure, but maybe he would have been booted, and he wouldn't have even had the opportunity to be in that position. Unfortunately, He was in that position. He was supposed to be deployed. He said it was wrong to kill fellow Muslim brothers. He screamed out Allah Akbar. And then he killed innocent people, people who were being deployed and other people who had nothing to do with being deployed but were there at Fort Hood. And you just, you can't put, I mean, you just can't put any kind of a price tag or a trite saying about closure in front of those people because they lost it all. You lose it all, and then you got to try to come back and live in the real world, and it's tough, especially when something blindsides you that shouldn't have happened. So we're not talking about somebody getting struck down sadly with some illness or some terrible car accident thing, which is equally, you know, awful when it's a sudden thing. We're talking about somebody volunteering. We're talking about somebody going to war. We're talking about somebody being deployed, and for a bunch of other reasons, people that happened to be there at the time. And this man, who was educated in the U.S., who was being paid to be a psychiatrist, put himself in a situation where he was armed up ready and just had his way, and it was too late. They stopped him as soon as they could, but that many people being killed, awful. So anyway, he gets life. He gets life. And what about the lives in Syria? That discussion is feverishly running through my backyard and yours. That's what people are talking about. Syria, the bodies wrapped up in the sheets of last week. The doctors describing how their organs shut down, how these people's organs shut down. The UN weapons inspectors still doing their due diligence to try to confirm for sure the chemical weapons, but we already have the information that the chemical weapons were used, and the chemical weapons are there in Syria. So what should the United States do? What should the Brits do? And what should some of the other allies do? Russia and China already bailed. They walked away from the UN Security Council vote. They don't want any part of what's happening in Syria, other from a different angle, but not to be part of condemning and going after Assad or going after those chemical weapons. So our warships are in place. Most of the conversation has been about missiles. Some people think missiles isn't enough because missiles fired for a specific amount of time, but not going after weapons, ultimately, what will that do? What do you say? If you want to chip in on it, you can. Was the death penalty the right thing for Hassan? I absolutely think so. Some don't like the death penalty, even in these extreme cases like the one with Hassan. 855-266-5283. See you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
After opening fire and killing people at Fort Hood in November of 2009 and altering so many lives, as I was describing there. Also, Syria, the question still hangs in the balance. The UN weapons inspectors are crawling around trying to figure out what it is they can see as evidence, but we've already declared it's done deal. We know weapons were used. So is the UK. So have so many other countries, even if they're not saying it. So at this point, it's a question of what's the strategy, and the strategy seems to be we're lining up. We got the warships out there. They're in the Persian Gulf. They're close. We also know that we have the destroyers ready, very close, off the shores of Damascus, ready to roll, and drones are going to be what the action is here. A targeted approach and boom, 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 and that's it. Hopefully good intel on where the chemical weapons are, because that should certainly be the target. Hit the weapons, go after Assad, and let the chips fall where they may. There are some people that hate drones, think there's too much collateral damage, and would rather never see another drone ever in any kind of situation, even one where somebody has used chemical weapons, which I don't understand that. I understand collateral damage, and I understand the horrors of war, but I don't understand why this is now how we fight. And the drone, say, while it occasionally may accidentally take the wrong lives, It saves so many lives in these situations, like Afghanistan, and in a situation where you're sending it in Syria. My concern is, what does Assad's intel tell him? What do they know about our operations? For goodness sake, we have such a leaky boat anymore. NSA information, here's what we're doing, here's who we're spying on. And it's like we don't have track even of where our info is going. So I'm certain that Assad knows what the plan is. And the key thing here is, I'll tell you, if you could just take him out and you could take out his soldier boys who have been doing what they've been doing to the people, lining up tanks, blasting them through walls of homes, the chemical weapons, the latest thing. Those are the people. Go after them, just like the Nazis. Just knock them down if you could. But it goes to, this is the Middle East. Here's the situation that we're in. It's like quicksand for us. Every time we take a step out of the Middle East, we've now stepped further into quicksand. We will never be free of the money, the responsibility, the fight to try to broker peace. We get the great photo ops, it looks great, the shaking of the hands, and then ultimately we don't get the peace in the Middle East. And maybe it's because we're banging our heads against what nobody wants to admit. Religion is the major factor in the Middle East, and there are factions that hate each other's guts for thousands of years, and you can't change that history, especially when you're not from there. Now, a lot of people, as much as they may want the rescuing and say they want the rescuing of the United States, there are many others that say, stay out of our business. We're not telling you how to run your country, so don't tell us how to run ours. And pick who you think should be in charge, and then say, let's have a democratic process. So far, that democratic process thing is kind of iffy in the Middle East. Ever ask yourself why? I revert back to history. Thousands of years. There's many great books written about it. There's an author called Sam Harris, who we'll have to have on the show. I've had him on once before. And he talked about all wars being religious driven, especially when we're talking about the Middle East.
Is money a religion?
It is a religion for some people, yes. Absolutely. The money to be made on war is a religion for some people. No doubt about it. And I think that's, where we're at. Humanitarian aid, I am all for humanitarian aid too, boy. So my strategy would be, you got to get the drones in. It's not a perfect system, but it's one that has worked. Get the best intel you can possibly get and try to just take out those chemical caches, those weapons. Find out anything that you can find out and take them out. And dump as much humanitarian aid on those people in those camps that you possibly can dump. Many of them getting a refuge in Turkey and getting out. But thousands and thousands of others not out at this point. This is something similar we saw in Libya. Same thing. People got out, and then people couldn't get out, or people were stuck. And that's exactly the same thing here in Syria. You may have a different take on this. In fact, every single day, there's at least 3 or 4 or 5 notes on Syria. So I know that you're talking about Syria, whether you're in Iowa or whether you're listening in Jersey City or whether you're listening in Florida. Whether you're listening in Burlington, Vermont, this is part of the conversation, without a doubt. By the way, we have been talking a lot about the fires in the West, and I've said this a couple of times, just how awful the Yosemite fire has been, and no doubt, so far still, in checking in on this today, the areas that are the heavy tourist areas where if you went to Yosemite and I would tell you where to go and what you should look for, the waterfalls and El Capitan and the beautiful places where you pose, and you say, this is incredible. This is amazing. I am so glad that I came up here and saw Yosemite. So far, they're all okay. What's not okay is there's still the concern over the water power, really power supply to San Francisco because it's tied into the reservoir there in Yosemite, and they're just doing everything they can. There's almost 4,000 firemen still there fighting this thing, and they're starting to get a better handle on it. It's like you want to do the rain dance, pray for rain, anything to douse the flames of Yosemite, because the drier it gets and the more food it gets, the more of that brush, the more difficult it is to deal with. I mean, that's just the nature of these burns now. And they still don't know the origin, and I'd be very curious about that, trying to trace what possibly started this. Was it some bizarre lightning strike? Because we've seen that happen a bunch. Was it something else that caused it? Because you're talking about $39 million up in smoke now. Acres, almost 200,000 acres. This is one of our most beautiful parks in the United States, where people come from all over the place when they come to the United States. When I've been in New York, I've taken many pictures for Italian tourists, French tourists, other people, because people will come up to you and just hand you their camera. Will you take my picture? It happens all the time when you go to see the Statue of Liberty, and usually the people are so nice, and you have the conversation, what do you want to see in the United States? They want to go to Disney World or Disneyland. They want to go to California. They want to go to New York. Lots of times they want to see some places in between in the Midwest. And a Yosemite National Park is on the radar for a lot of people. And so far, it's okay. The Rim Fire has consumed tens of thousands of acres in the park, but no direct impact on Yosemite Valley. That's the popular tourist part of the park, the cliffs, the waterfalls. So keep your fingers crossed. Just awful. Keep your fingers crossed they get a handle on it anyway. All right, stay with us. Dumb things I shouldn't have done next.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's go out to our pal in Missouri, Dale, or not Missouri, Dale, listening to us in, there's a Dale in Missouri too, by the way. This is Dale in Illinois listening to us on 1070. Hey, Dale in Illinois.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Right before you went to break, you mentioned some of the dumb things that you do. And the first Christmas, my wife and I were together. She bought me an electric razor. And after we were married, she asked me, where did the razor go that I bought you? And I said, well, I took it back to the store and traded in for a better one. And After I stopped bleeding, I apologized, and don't do this, men. It's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
I wanted to comment about Syria. I don't see, Kate, how we're going to come out of winter.
No.
We do anything. I mean, what are we doing now? Are we trying to get some allies together to formulate some kind of battle plan? Is that what we're doing now?
It sounds like it. Yeah, that's what they've been on the bat phone trying to get as many as possible, but they're scarce We get the French are lining up, the English are lining up, and then it goes from there. Certainly the Russians and the Chinese have bailed on this whole thing.
I just find that it's going to be extremely difficult, even under the conditions that they're faced with, how terrible this catastrophe has become, that we're going to be any kind of winner at all in it.
Yeah, we're not going to be. I mean, we're stuck. Once again, why are we always in this position where we don't even have a chance? There is no good option here. Because, you know, earlier Tomas brought this up. All right, what if you do nothing, which is kind of my stance. You go in with the drones, boom. You get the best intel you can. You go for the chemical weapons. What if it doesn't work? What if somehow the chemical weapons are out and then they are used on other people, and then is it our fault? What if somehow they float to the United States, God forbid? Then that's the worst case scenario. Or someplace else in Europe, who knows? And it's us. Then it's, well, you ignored this. Why didn't you just bomb? Why didn't you just invade? There's no clear-cut action here, really.
Well, it seems to me that, you know, apparently the Russians, maybe the Chinese to a certain degree, and the Iranians know something about these issues that we don't know. Why would they continue to support Assad when clearly he's killing thousands of his own people?
Yeah. And then lying about it, yeah.
Yeah, what a hard nut to crack. I want to make one other comment, and then I'll get off. You know, celebrating the speech in Washington today, I think sometimes some of these people just simply forget that Martin Luther King talked about equality of opportunity. He never talked about handouts.
Yep.
Or favoritism. And we've got far too much of that today. Now, think about this for a second, Kate. We've got an attorney general that's going to sue a state because they want them to provide ID to vote. How ridiculous are we becoming? It's absurd. You got to have an ID to do almost anything.
I know. I get asked for mine all the time. Yeah.
You know, voting is a right, but it's also a privilege. And I just find that we're just completely out of control here.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, it's, you know, we are out of control. And a great point about Martin Luther King Jr. He wasn't looking for handouts. You're absolutely right. It reminds me of something that Charles Barkley said one time. You know, we can't have people, you go into the inner cities, you try to help some of the people, which he was saying he was doing. He said, but I'm not giving people handouts. They have to earn the money, then take the money, do something with it, because otherwise it does no good whatsoever.
Well, they need to concentrate on other issues that face the black community.
Yep.
70% or so, whatever it is, of childbirths out of wedlock.
Yeah.
That is horrendous. They need to be working on that issue. They don't need to be asking everybody else for a handout.
Yeah, because what happens? Fatherless homes, single mothers trying to work three jobs, juggling things. It's terrible. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that statistic is right. Somebody else fed me that same statistic, and I just saw something similar. It was actually even a little bit higher. Dale, thanks so much. Good call, as always. He's concerned like the rest of us are. All right, here is a hard left turn. Time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Hey, Dad!
All right, Tom says, Kate, boy, I hate to admit it. This is such a common thing, and I bet there are other men, maybe even some women, that would admit to the same thing. I decided that I was going to get on a ladder and fix something in a tree. Actually, it was a birdhouse. And for some reason, I didn't have my ladder level. I figured, oh, it's okay. I went up to the top and actually stood on the very top of the ladder. And guess what happened? I fell off the ladder and I broke my arm in two places. It was a dumb thing. It was a painful thing. And it was a costly thing. And all because I knew that the ladder was shaking on the bottom, wasn't level, but I decided, oh, no big deal. I can balance myself off, and I bet a lot of people do similar things. So as though I'm telling you, confessing to you my dumb thing, I feel as though many other people have been in that situation. I don't think so. No, I actually had a mother-in-law that fell off of a ladder, decided she was trimming a bush. It wasn't even a far fall, but fell into a concrete, like, bench, and it was terrible. She broke her wrist. She hurt herself badly, had to have a surgery on it, and then you're laid up and dependent on everyone, and it was a freaky accident thing. I don't know. I think ladders are dangerous. I think ladders, you think you're okay. Somehow you have too many things and you're loading it in the attic and you slip and fall, or you do the non-level thing. You think it's level and it's not level. And you, especially getting on the top of the ladder. Yeah. You got to be careful. I'm not a big fan of getting on the ladder and going all the way up, especially some of the ladders that you see. A friend down the street asked, do you have one of those big slide ladders? Because they had really vaulted ceilings or something. Are you kidding? I'm not getting on a slide ladder. There is no way. My motto is 2 feet on the ground is always better than any feet off the ground. So there you go. Here's another one. This one is from Pete, who says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. All right, this one nobody can top. So here you go. Here's the dumb thing, Kate, I shouldn't have done. I went bowling, and yes, I had a few beers, maybe a few too many beers. I wasn't obnoxious. I wasn't rip-roaring drunk or anything like that. Everybody else was having beers after all, too. But a ball got stuck in the gutter, and I decided that I was going to go down the lane and get it because I was sick of waiting for the person to come. It was league night. The place was jammed. So I decided I would just walk and they could reset it. But my buddy reset it while I was getting the ball. So I was trapped in the fence, the thing that clears the ball, if you know what I mean. I want you to get a picture of it in your mind. And it was pretty embarrassing. I think the entire place was laughing at me. I didn't get hurt, but they had to pull me out of it because I was stuck in it. Somehow I got stuck in the contraption and couldn't get myself out. I don't know that anybody's going to top that. Even Nathan. First of all, walking down the lane, I'm surprised they didn't get hysterical. It must have been busy and scream at you to get off the lane. Yeah, that's not great to do that. It's like, what's behind the curtain? Because I always wonder, what's behind where that's that ball, that big ball machine that just goes round and round and spits the balls out on the other side. It's been so long since I've been to a bowling alley, but it's ill-advised to walk down and go and retrieve the ball when it gets stuck. It's better to wait no matter what. All right, so you get the idea here. Have you done a dumb thing? You don't have to tell us your real name. You can make up a name. Or you can just be anonymous. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Send us an email. We do it each and every week in honor of our own Nathan Reeder. Stick with us. Coming up on the flip side, Maricela Moore talking about, speaking of dumb things, crazy things that can happen at work. And do you have a lawsuit? And if you're the employer, what do you have to watch out for? Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic Body Armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel Body Armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Journal, I came across a piece on hostile work environments saying it costs companies in productivity and creativity. So this is something new. I worked with Don Imus in WFAN in New York, and someone told me, and Don was nice to me, but somebody told me that they told them never to look at him and to walk against the wall when he was in the hallways. But Don Imus is a different story. So some companies are adopting a no venting rule and the 10-5 rule, which means in the presence of coworkers within 10 feet, you have to acknowledge the person, and within 5 feet, you have to say hello. So in our virtual green room, because we spare no expense, is attorney Maricela Moore. She's a partner at Farrow, Gillespie & Heath. She's an expert in labor and employment law. Hey, Mari, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. It's always good to talk to you.
So do you, first of all, do you think this is going to be something that more companies are going to want to explore, this no venting thing, because they're having problems with it, and this 10-5 rule?
You know, actually, I don't. And let me tell you why I think that. I think bullying is kind of the hot topic today. You know, what sexual harassment was 15 years ago, where it started becoming a very viable and, quite frankly, really necessary complaint. Bullying has such a broad definition that I think companies right now are saying, yes, we want productivity. Yes, we want to protect our workforce. But to the extent that we have to require that people talk to each other from a particular distance actually goes a bit far, particularly when you look at bullying and the court's resistance to recognize this kind of behavior as something that's protected under federal law. We have quite a ways to go. So, you know, we may hear of some of these policies that where the pendulum switches in one particular direction, but for each of those, we can talk about a court who has seen behavior that would knock your socks off egregious that they are not willing to say is protected under any state or federal law that exists today.
Right. So what you're saying is, boy, it would be hard to prove in court if the things that are so egregious, it's not even happening. You're talking about saying that I didn't look up at you and I didn't obey the 10-5 rule. That would be pretty tough. So it would seem as though this would have to be a voluntary thing, just in the trying to throw out memos and get people to be maybe a little bit more friendly or whatever it is they're trying to achieve. But it wouldn't be something that they could hold employees to and put it in the handbook, because it'd be pretty tough to prove.
I think actually if companies started to put something that broad into a handbook, they may create more problems than they're actually curing. But I do think that something that's a little bit more tempered, where there are policies in the handbook about respecting individuals, particularly respecting individuals of different sexual orientations, for example, which is a huge hot topic right now that people don't think about in the bullying context, but quite frankly, since federal law does not look at sexual orientation as what's called a protected class, a lot of those kinds of issues come up in just workplace bullying. So when we advise our clients, we say, look, you need to have in your policy handbook, we do not disrespect individuals regardless of the reason. I mean, there's no reason for a manager, superior, even a coworker, to treat other coworkers badly. And I think it's coming about more in a code of conduct, where bad managers are being written up for not respecting the culture of the company. And that culture is, we respect people's right to come to work every day and not to be, and I'll use the word because it's so frequently used, bullied. But I think that the bullying definition can easily be expanded beyond what is actually protected in the law. So, you know, this is something that is being dealt with every day in the workplace, but it's not necessarily something that's protected in our courts. So it's up to good managers and companies to create their own culture in the workplace to make sure that this stuff never even gets to court. Because if it gets to court, you're talking a whole different standard. But practically speaking, companies, for bottom line efficiency, good morale, workplace reasons, need to make sure they have a culture and a policy in place that says, look, just be nice to everyone else. There is no being rude to people simply because you have more authority. We're not going to go there, and we're not going to allow it. And if you are that kind of a manager, you're not going to succeed in our workplace. And that kind of a policy tends to be more effective than the you must speak to someone if they're so far away from you kind of, you know, ambiguous rule.
Yeah. The other thing that's been interesting, and as this, I think this is going to become more legal turf too, when companies are having problems with this, is social media. You know, where people are obsessed with their social media and the productivity, of course, is being cut down there. But sometimes with that bullying thing, I've heard this, that people are using social media that way, and they're taking pictures of people or Instagramming them or tweeting them. Can you imagine if you're the attorney and it's one of the companies perhaps that you represent, or you're on retainer or whatnot for your expertise, and they're coming to you with these kinds of problems? I think this is the new frontier, and we're already here, because isn't this true, Mari? You can use this in court as evidence, social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Judges are saying you can pull it up and you can show the photographs and show the evidence. So that's got to be problematic.
Well, it's so funny, because I think sometimes when people get on their social media, they think they're doing it in a vacuum. But as an employment lawyer, when my clients are sued, the first thing that we do is we run a search and we get on Facebook and all of these other websites to do a search on the individual who perhaps may have a claim against my client. And I will tell you, it's been amazing the kinds of things you can find on Facebook, where people are not setting their privacy settings, and they will just say things that are unbelievable, not realizing that an employer could get on that exact website and find out stuff about them. So, you know, it's something that people just need to realize. Social media, it's great if you use it in the right way, but really it can be your worst enemy if you're not responsible in the way that you use it. And so companies also are realizing that this could actually be a tool for monitoring their employees, particularly during the work day. I mean, you'll find employees with, no use of Internet policies in the workplace, and then you'll have someone that's just right on Facebook in the middle of the day talking about how they're, you know, bored, or they're posting other things of which are completely within the workday, where they're supposed to be doing something for their employer.
Right. So if I do that and I work for someone and that's one of the policies, that's fireable, isn't it?
Absolutely. If there is a policy in your workplace that says that you are not allowed to use your computer or the internet for personal purposes between the hours of, let's say, 9 and 5 when you're on the clock, if it's not your lunch hour or a break, but at 10:15 in the morning, you're on Facebook for a while and your employer finds that because you've left your settings open for your employer, absolutely. You could be written up, and if it comes worse comes to worse, you could be fired for that.
Mm. The other thing is, what about if I'm the employee and you decide, okay, you've got some evidence against me, I have these notes in my file and all that kind of stuff, and I scream that it's not fair and retaliation is happening, and that's, you know, retaliation, and I get a lawyer, and I'm going after you for that. Is that something we're seeing more of?
Well, retaliation is actually, I think, the biggest threat to companies in what I'm seeing. And really, the way that it works is, under state, Texas particularly, and federal, around the country law, if an employee makes any kind of a complaint of discrimination or harassment, anything that would be a violation of a law, and if they do that in a protected way, you know, they go to a manager, they go to the EEOC or do anything that is protected, and shortly thereafter, they're starting to be written up, or people say, you know, this person is just the squeaky wheel. She's constantly complaining about something. And then they start writing me up for, let's say, being tardy or being late. It's not the actual discrimination or harassment that I was complaining of that's going to get that company in trouble. What's going to get that company in trouble is that, yes, I might be that complaining employee that, quite frankly, companies don't like employees that are constantly complaining. But once I do something that triggered a right under the law and I complain about it, if a company then starts to write me up, I now have a claim that I'm being retaliated against for making that complaint. And that's something that companies really need to understand, is that it's not the actual discrimination or harassment I'm complaining about. It's the fact that you've never written me up, and the first time you wrote me up is after I made that complaint. It really gets them in hot water.
Ooh. All right, something to watch out for. There's a lot of people listening in Texas and across the country. And you can check out Maricela Moore, expert in this field, at fghlaw.net. Maricela, we'll have you back on again. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Have a good evening.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.